If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey y'all, Darius Rucker here. You know, a lot of people ask me, what inspires your music? And one of the big things is a strong sense of place. That's why I love my home state of South Carolina and want to share the awesome things it has to offer. From the beautiful mountains down to the sunny coast, it's got it all. Not to mention two of my personal favorites, great golf and amazing food. Come see why I love this place. Visit DiscoverSouthCarolina.com.
All these guys that think they have a lot of choices are really, you know, sort of sadly mistaken. And I think, as we all have done with our own children, they learn these lessons of life as they get older. And sometimes the best way to learn is from the mistakes that you make, even though we all hate to see them have to make them. And we don't really condone it when they do.
Keep going. Don't quit. You're already in pain. You're already struggling. Get something for your pain. It doesn't make sense to go through pain and then not get nothing on the other side of it. So since you're already struggling, you're already going through it, get on the other side.
If you made yourself and took advantage of that opportunity and got yourself ready, and you were ready to behave like a champion, you could get in that ring on one given night and make the world fair and have your hand lifted and be called champion of the world. That makes boxing special.
To know where we are, guys, we must first know where we've been. And when we hit plateaus in our current day, the key to success to break that plateau is in our past. You take a picture of yourself on day one, you put it on the mirror. That's who I'll never be again. That's day one. Say goodbye to them. Behind that picture, you write down your weight, your height, all your information, your body fat, tape measures around your arms, your waist, your thigh. Record where you've been. Because when the struggle gets hard and you feel like you're not going anywhere, you go back to that day one, re-measure, go, it's working. How about them apples, man? I'm on set, I'm on path, I'm actually achieving something. It gives you confidence to continue the journey.
But negative energy is wasted energy. You want to become a master at overcoming hard moments. That is, to me, the sign of a champion. The best in the world are not the best because they win every point. It's because they know they lose again and again and have learned how to deal with it. You accept it, cry it out if you need to, and then force a smile. You move on, be relentless, adapt and grow, work harder, work smarter. Remember, work smarter.
Just get up, move towards that challenge, whatever that challenge is. Move towards that challenge and go attack it. And you may be successful and you may not be successful, but you will be better. And the next challenge, you're gonna be more prepared for. And the next challenge after that, you're gonna be even more prepared for. And you're gonna fail, and you're gonna fail, and you're gonna fail, and you're gonna fail, and then you're gonna win.
See, in your life, everybody has a turn back moment. You have a moment where you can go forward or you can give up. But the thing you have to keep in mind before you give up is that if you give up, the guarantee is it will never happen. That's the guarantee of quitting, that it will never happen, no way under the sun. The only way the possibility remains that it can happen is if you never give up, no matter what. Because God is always coming. He's never too late.
Wow. What I've learned is to always keep going. Always. You know, there's been times, particularly early in my career, where it just feels like this is the end. But what I've come to find out is that, you know, no matter what happens, the storm eventually ends. And when the storm does end, you want to make sure that you're ready. And so I've really learned to put one foot in front of the other, good, bad, or indifferent, because eventually that storm passes.
Eventually, inaction will cost you. And you say, interestingly, that, in the SEAL teams, you must be conditioned to do this. I had to condition people to take action, even in the SEAL teams. Even a young SEAL leader who you would think would be, by nature, aggressive and an action taker, you put them in a pressure situation where there's not a ton of information and they need to make a decision, they don't want to act either.
If you lose 1 second, not take a break, if you make a bad decision and just hang it up in that 1 second, you will fucking regret it. You must win every second. You must be in control of your life, every second of your life, or you will lose. So that's the biggest thing. Never forget your goals. Many dreams die while suffering. Don't be one of those people whose dreams die while you're suffering. Learn to manage your mind.
You got to take that thing out. Like, you got to take the breath out. So some of y'all are afraid of math. Go after it. Go get it. Don't run from it no more. Go get it. You go in there and go get that grade. You go in there and get that information so you can pass that class. You ain't got the money to go to school. You go write those letters and you go knock on those doors. Don't be scared. You need this degree. Go knock on those doors. Go get that scholarship. Don't be scared to ask. Knock on the door. Knock. Seek. Come on. Ask. And it's going to be given to you. You got to go get it.
Everything is determined by what you do and you trying to be your best so that you can build on positive performance so that... And that's the only thing, there should be nothing else, right, but that, you know, for everybody. So that's what we have to stay focused on. That's what we need to do. And, you know, we got rained out today, so we had to go inside. And we need to not accept anything but our best in terms of what we're doing in preparation.
The world ain't all sunshine and rainbows. It's a very mean and nasty place. And I don't care how tough you are, it will beat you to your knees and keep you there permanently if you let it. You, me, or nobody is going to hit as hard as life. But it ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done. Now, if you know what you're worth, then go out and get what you're worth. But you gotta be willing to take the hits and not pointing fingers saying you ain't where you wanna be because of him or her or anybody. Cowards do that and that ain't you. You're better than that.
But we don't take a second to realize the purpose is always there. The purpose never leaves us because the very purpose is you. You are always the purpose. There may be another purpose, like being a SEAL or going to college or whatever, but the main purpose in life is you. So if you wake up in the morning and you don't want to do something, you don't care enough about yourself. And that's what you need to really research is, man, why am I not doing this for myself? Because that is the number one purpose in life, is to better oneself. So that's the only purpose I fucking need. So the reason I get up every day, even though there's no race or there's no school, there's nothing in front of me, is because I have pride in myself.
Default mode was to be aggressive. Their default mode was to take action. I would teach that. Same thing we just discussed. I wouldn't say, hey, look, that means you have to take action, but your default setting should be, I'm gonna do something. Because I'd have a young SEAL officer and there'd be some training mission and there'd be a problem in a building and there'd be a bunch of paintball flying around in there. And he wouldn't want to go solve that problem. He'd back away from that problem. And I would have to go, like, push him in the back and say, you see that problem over there? You got to go solve that problem. It's not going to go away. You got to be aggressive. That's got to be your default mode, is to take action and make things happen. Because most human instinct is to wait. Most human instinct is to hesitate. Most human instinct is to let things go longer and stick with the status quo. And that seems to be on the front, the lowest risk in the situation, is to not do anything. It usually appears to be the lowest risk.
The quickest way, meaning to not waste lifetime, is when you really set up a schedule and just do the work. Free from how you feel, because also feelings sometimes, you wake up one day, you feel this way, you wake up the next day, you feel another way. And it's just not helpful to base your structure or your goal on how you feel. So, and this is where I think we are, for example, discipline, meaning you stick to what you put there on paper.
When you're playing a point, it has to be the most important thing in the world, and it is. But when it's behind you, it's behind you. This mindset is really crucial because it frees you to fully commit to the next point and the next point after that with intensity, clarity, and focus. The truth is, whatever game you play in life, sometimes you're going to lose a point, a match, a season, a job. It's a roller coaster with many ups and downs. And it's natural when you're down to doubt yourself and to feel sorry for yourself.
If I had the power to turn back time, I would never use it. I don't think about it. Because then every moment that you go through means absolutely nothing, but you can always go back and do it again. So it loses its flavor. It loses its beauty. When things are final, you know, moments won't ever come again. To be able to have the power to go back and re-experience those things is silly to me.
When you take that jersey off for the final time, how do you think you're going to feel?
Very at peace with it, and I'm very thankful, you know, for the 20 years that I've had, and ready to go.
I would say not just huge value, but the value. The value. You want to know if you're talking about young men that might not have any direction right now, go do something that's hard. Go try and accomplish something that's hard. You may win, you may lose, You may succeed, you may fail. I'll tell you what, you'll be better. If you avoid those things that are hard, if you don't accept that challenge, if you don't step up and step into that cold water and you sit on your couch and eat Doritos, I can tell you this is not a good move. This is not a good move. Don't do that.
With no motivation, no drive, no passion. And what has to come out of your fucking soul in the darkest of times is what you just did right there. So that's what I do. So people always, like, for the first 20 some years of my life, it was just darkness. But if you are able to get up every morning, have no passion, no drive, no motivation, no shit, and still get up with that kind of fire, you will be successful in life.
That it's all about what they do. It's all about them. That it's not somebody else, and that they are responsible for their own self-determination by the choices and decisions they make and the things that they do. And the outcome will be determined by that, not by somebody else. And every time we play a game, our players never think the other team has anything to do with the outcome of the game. They think it's all about what they do. And they believe that. And they all believe if they do their job, and everybody does it collectively, and it starts with each individual being responsible to be able to have the kind of focus and intensity and sense of urgency to execute and do things the right way, at the right time, all the time.
For me, goals put things into proportion, right? I set goals more so everything I do can be at the service of something purposeful. So I need goals, right? I gotta get up and I gotta chase the dragon, right? Whatever it may be. And so for me, like, when I get to that goal, I'm like, bet, cool, let's take it up a notch, like he just spoke to, right? When certain people set goals, it's like, boom, what's the new goal? That's the type of person I am. I set goals, put things into proportion. I need things to be serviceful. So when I do set the goal, I can go and work to become a better person. That's just how I'm wired and how I do things.
When you want to succeed as bad as you want to breathe, then you'll be successful. I don't know how many of y'all got asthma in here today, but if you ever had an asthma attack before, you short of breath, SOB, shortness of breath, you wheezing. The only thing you're trying to do is get some air. You don't care about no basketball game. You don't care what's on TV. You don't care about nobody calling you. You don't care about a party. The only thing you care about when you're trying to breathe is to get some fresh air. That's it. And when you get to the point where all you want to do is be successful as bad as you want to breathe, then you'll be successful. And I'm here to tell you, number one, that most of you say you want to be successful, but you don't want it bad. You just kind of want it. You don't want it badder than you want a party. You don't want it as much as you want to be cool. Most of you don't want success as much as you want to sleep.
It's not that all is lost. When you're feeling the most trapped and down and nothing can't go right, I feel like those are the moments that define you. Mm. Those character canon moments that are like, what am I going to do now?
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah.
How do you respond to that? And thinking your way, feeling your way, working your way through those things on the other side, it's like, you know, I don't know who said the saying, but like usually, you know, you're the closest to getting what you want. It's always the hardest. It's always the feeling when you're getting ready to, you know, people give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get. People quit. And they give up. And I will not be the person who quit before I got what I wanted or what I needed or what I felt I was supposed to have, you know? Like, and if that wasn't for me, it wasn't for me. I'ma keep grinding, I'ma keep knocking on the door until I get what I feel. That's been something I've always felt.
Of hitting your failure and going past it, that's where the growth is. Your partner ensures you get there. You gotta have an end goal in sight. What is that all about? Something in the near future, relative future, that gives value to today. 90 days out, man, I'm gonna run a marathon. 90 days out, I'm gonna enter a bodybuilding contest. 90 days out, the family reunion, high school reunion, I'm gonna look my best. 90 days to become that person I wanna be. To turn that dream into a reality, I got 90 days. Today is 1/90th of that opportunity. If I don't have a 90-day end state, there's no bookends. I can easily push off my responsibilities of today into tomorrow and not feel bad about it. But when there's an end, then today has value all of a sudden, doesn't it? If I blow off today until tomorrow, I just lost 1/90th of the chance to become that motherfucker. You get the mind right. If you believe it, your body physically will find a way to make it happen.
I was never great at anything. Like as a kid, I wasn't the fastest, I wasn't the strongest, I wasn't the smartest. I did know that I could work hard. I had to work hard. And I listened to people. I didn't think I knew everything. Even sometimes I'll joke about, yeah, you know, when you're young and arrogant, even when I was young and arrogant, like we all are when we're 23 years old or 22 years old and you're young, you think you know everything. Even then, I always had that little like, you don't know it. And I think that humility played a big role in me being able to be successful, because I was never afraid to say, hey, I'm not 100% sure what to do right now. What do you guys think? Or, hey, I feel like I've reached the limitations of my thought process. I need some help. And so I think that's one of the main reasons that I was able to do a good job, to do a good job.
When you have a plan and you have a process, when opposition, adversity, challenges, uncertainty pops up, the problem doesn't look as big. The adversity doesn't look as big. The challenges don't look as big when you got a plan and a process in place. Now, when you don't got a plan and a process in place, adversity and opposition shows up, uncertainty shows up, problems look real big. Adversity looks real big. You forget about the sacrifice. You forget about everybody else's work. You forget about the long hours. You forget about the vision. You forget about the mission because you don't have a plan or process, right? The process makes you stick to whatever it is that you're doing, right? When I think process, like when I hear the word process, the thing that comes to mind more than any other thing is finish the task.
I had a dream. I had ambitions of being one of the greatest basketball players of all time. And through hard work and dedication, that dream came true. But I want to tell you guys something to be mindful of. You have, and be legendary in your own right.
When life was unfair, boxing was around to make it fair. And I'll tell you how. On one given night, if you worked hard enough.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you dream big enough, if you were tough enough and you made yourself tough enough, you sacrificed enough, you became polished and savvy enough and technically equipped to do things that you had, then you learned those things and you just worked yourself to the bone. No matter where you came from, no matter what part of the world, no matter who your parents were, no matter what your poverty level may have been, may not have been, no matter what you had, what you didn't have, no matter what people had told you, didn't tell you, all of that.
You take your time, you make the plan, and unless you really are sick or have some type of higher excuse, you just do what you have committed to. So, and this struggling of there are still so many distractions every day coming up. No, but you stick to the plan. You stick to your plan. This is what I feel like is a part of discipline, to do what you have committed yourself to. It's the one area. And at the same time, discipline also meaning you don't do the things you already know are not good for you.
Little cardio session for you, but unlike any other muscle building cardio, we're calling it the wavelength cardio. The muscle building cardio is that 20-25 duration period, high intensity, balls to the wall kind of cardio session that builds the endurance of the muscle without robbing you of the muscle tissue you're trying to build. Let's just not challenge the body. Let's challenge the mind. They say everybody, no matter how much money they have, they always live outside their means.
You need to train that instinct, your instinct. Train it to say, get up, go, fight on. And if that is what you become, if that becomes your fundamental reaction to adversity, if that becomes your gut instinct, then you will overcome just about anything that stands in your path.
There's a lot of people who want to go back, watch the game, get a drink, bag it. They want to bag the rest of the day. But the question is, are you done yet? Are you truly finished with what you came to do? And so my phrase that I've said to myself for a lot of years, and I say it in the darkest of times, don't stop when you're tired, stop when you're done. So remember that. Are you done? A lot of you are not done.
And so I'm challenging you before you leave. It's gonna be a fight. You can't keep doing this for maybe your freshman year, maybe your sophomore year, but at some point, you gotta go take the life out of it. At some point, you just gotta, I was on the, took me 12 years to get the 4-year degree. And in the master's, I was like, and somebody said, get the PhD, and I was like, no. And it was like, come on, E, get the PhD. And when I just started going after life and taking it by its throat, not getting to the, some of y'all get to the line. They got to the dogs got to the wild boar. They got to, you get real close. The pit bulls was like end game. They started with the end game. There wasn't no going back and forth. They came in, boom. And all that time he was standing up. All that time he was chasing. But when the pit bull came and boom, locked down.
He said, I'm not saying anything is going to come of this moment. I just want you to know what just happened never happens. So I ain't promise you what just happened never happens. Usually I'll go up, clear them out. They'll send it somewhere that you'll never get. What just happened never happens, right? And I say to people often, man, when you find yourself in uncharted territory, when it seems as if you're not being guided, when it seems as if things are not making sense, every next level of your life demands a new version of you. Mm-hmm. You got to give something up in order to go up. You can't be who you used to be and who you're going to be at the same time. You got to change something. Right? We trying to accomplish stuff and we trying to hold on to stuff. Like something got to give. We got to give up something. And so always remember that, man, on the journey to what you're trying to accomplish and what you're trying to do and who you're trying to become.
But your mind spazzes the fuck out hour one when they put you in that cold water that you've been in 1,000 times. You get in that cold water and you freak out. You don't remember that I've been in this water before 1,000 times. You don't remember I've done this shit before. So in that 1 second decision, your mind can't process 130 hours. It's too much. So you quit. And once you quit, you take that warm shower. And guess what happens? You have regret. So you have to learn how to manage that 1 second decision. And what that is this. If you do 130 hours, every second you have to win. If you lose one fucking second of that 130 hours, you will not be a Navy SEAL. In life, it's the same way.
It's harder to find balance. It's harder to find balance in business. It's harder to find balance in life. It's hard to find balance. And what we have to do is we have to be attuned to the feedback that we're getting. We have to be attuned to the feedback that we're getting. So if we're talking to our wife and she says, you're not gonna be home for dinner again tonight for the 9th night in a row that you're gonna stay late at work, okay. You need to be paying attention enough to say, oh yeah, guess what? I'm a little too focused on work right now. And then the other end of that spectrum is my boss says, hey Jocko, wait, you're leaving early again? Well, you know, it's wrestling season. My daughter's got a wrestling match, so I'm gonna leave. Okay, I need to be attuned enough to say, yeah, if I focus 100% on my job, I'm gonna lose my family. If I focus 100% on my family, I'm gonna lose my job. We as humans are supposed to be balanced.
You know, these guys sort of don't, they all think they have this illusion of choice, like I can do whatever I want to do. And we kind of have a younger generation now that doesn't always get told no. They don't always get told this is exactly how you need to do it. So they have this illusion that they have all these choices. But the fact of the matter is if you want to be good, you really don't have a lot of choices because it takes what it takes. You have to do what you have to do to be successful. So you have to make the choices and decisions to have the discipline and the focus to the process of what you need to do to accomplish your goals.
Once you actually give yourself the reality glasses, not the woe is me glasses, but think, no, really, if I had to do this, what are all of the things that I would have to improve? Then you see how incredibly long that list is. And then you take this deep breath, and that list is the hard work. It's starting at the top and then wanting to cross the first one off after your first day, but then realizing you still haven't done it well enough to cross it off. And you're like, wait, I have to do another day and I still haven't, quote, made a dent in this list. And then you do it another day and a third day and a fifth day and a fifth week. And then all of a sudden you're like, okay, I think I've got the first one done. And then you still look at this list, but along the way of doing that first one, you realize 20 other things that you could add to that list.
You have the opportunity to show the world, the whole world, what you are really made of. So if you break, the fight isn't over. In fact, if you break, the fight is just beginning. And as you crawl up and out of that dismal and wretched place, covered, and you're covered in blood and sweat and dirt and filth as you rise above what you were, and as you take the form of who you are supposed to be.
He works day and night, every day, for years and years and years and years and years. As time went on, 20 years had passed, and he felt that he had accomplished all that he set out to accomplish. But what he come to realize is that the goal that he set out initially of becoming the greatest of all time was a very fickle one. And what he realized that the most important thing in life is how your career moves and touches those around you and how it carries forward to the next generation. But he realized that's what makes true greatness.
You're going to go after it. You're not going to wait for the fight to come to you no more. You're going to go after it, right? When I was growing up, it was a long, long time ago, but when we used to fight, we used to get in a circle. We'd get in a circle, and then two people would get in the middle, and then you'd fight, right? And I got smart, because I didn't really like to fight, so I got smart. And I started telling guys who said they wanted to fight me, I'd say, look, let's do this. Let's not fight in front of nobody. If you really want to fight, let's go in the back, just me and you. Like, I don't know why you clowning in front of everybody, why you got to try to be the big man. Let's just, me and you, go to the back, and let's just fight, and don't nobody get, if you really want to fight. And I learned, E.T., if you want to get out of fights in the D, the more you run, the more they're going to want to fight you. But the more you step up and say, yo, you want, you, so I'm telling you, in life, you start running from a class, you start running from a subject that you don't like, it will haunt you for the rest of your natural life. It ain't going nowhere. But if you go after the fight, if you approach the challenge, you have a much better chance of winning.
How you become the person you want to be is constantly facing the things that you don't want to face. If you constantly run away from things that you don't want to face, how is there growth? How is there mental toughness? I can give you a class all day long about self-talk, visualization, eat an elephant one bite at a time. But if you're never putting yourself in a situation to actually practice these things, you're never going to grow. I can't put you out there in a, we're all going through a battle in our mind. A warrior is not a person that carries a gun. The biggest war you ever go through is right between your own ears. It's in your mind. We're all going through a war in our mind, and we have to callous our mind to fight that war and to win that war.
It means it's time to fortify your will to make it stronger. And look, there's all kinds of different ways to break. You can break physically, you can break mentally, you can break your heart, you can break your spirit, and none of those are fun. And all of those are gonna leave a mark. But the mark that they leave can be the mark of victory, or it can be the mark of defeat. Because every time you break, and in every way that you break, while it's a chance, it's definitely a chance for you to give up and for you to just to fall apart. But there's also opportunity. There's opportunity to get stronger.
So don't sit back and be that bad team member, because everybody's watching you and everybody's gonna know you fucking bagged it. This is all part of being a fucking leader. Being a leader fucking sucks. You do everything in life that you do not want to do. You are unhappy 90% of your life, but that means that other people are eating because of you. They're living because of you. They're achieving because of you. So are you really in that bad of shape? So make a decision tonight. Do you want to be a leader, or do you want to be that person who just bags it and does their own shit? And then you can ask yourself that question. When you go home after bagging it, look in that dirty mirror and ask yourself one question. Do I really have what it takes to be a fucking leader? I answer that question for you. No.
Some of you love sleep more than you love success. And I'm here to tell you today, if you're going to be successful, you've got to be willing to give up sleep. You got to be willing to work off for 3 hours of sleep, 2 hours. If you really want to be successful, some days you're going to have to stay up 3 days in a row. Because if you go to sleep, you might miss the opportunity to be successful. That's how bad you got to want it. You got to go days without, listen to me, you got to want to be successful so bad that you forget to eat. Beyonce said once she was on the set doing her thing, 3 days had gone by. She forgot she didn't eat because she was engaged. I'll never forget when 50 Cent was doing his movie. I did a little research on 50, and 50 said that when he wasn't doing the movie, he was doing the soundtrack. And they said, when do you sleep, 50? Sleep, he said, sleep. Sleep is for those people who are broke. I don't sleep. Said, I got an opportunity to make a dream become a reality.
The trials and tribulation that someone faces, that's profoundly difficult for them, regardless of what it was. Regardless of if they were a person that, you know, got injured really bad there when they were in high school, they're 15 years old and they broke their leg and they couldn't play their sport anymore, and now they're 17, but that was a traumatic thing for them. And yeah, so when I
look at other people, when I talk to other people, I always think every human faces challenges, and you don't know what they've been through. And they might've been through things that are worse than what I've been through. And my assumption is people have been through a lot of challenges, and they persevered through it. And here they are.
You get up every day, you're entitled to nothing. Nobody owes you nothing. You could have talent, but if you don't have discipline and you don't execute, you don't focus, what do you get? Nothing. If you're complacent and not paying attention to detail, what does that get you? Nothing. So nothing is acceptable but your best.
It's okay to settle. It's okay to give up. And that is the instinct you need to fight. You need to push back, to smash into the ground. Do not take the easy way out. Do not give up based on instinct. If you are forced to stand down, to retreat so that you can rebuild and reattack, so be it. But make that decision based on logic, not on the instinct of surrender and defeat.
Because I know every motherfucker ain't going to do what I'm going to do. So this is how you level up. That's how you level up. I know there's a whole bunch of people with that right there. That fires me up. That makes me fucking happy, what you just said. That brings joy to my life right there.
Why?
Because I know there's so many people that have the ability and just refuse to get off that couch, refuse to study a few more hours, refuse to go deeper, to go further. And that's where I gained the advantage.
I learned that I don't let the highs and lows affect me too much, because we're going to have wins, we're going to have losses, we're going to have successes, we're going to have failures, we're going to have good nights, we're going to have bad nights, we're going to have good relationships, we're going to have bad relationships, we're going to have good ideas and bad ideas. We're gonna make money, we're gonna lose money. All these things are gonna happen. And if you oscillate emotionally up and down drastically, it's gonna be problematic. So finding a good, stable, centered way to be and look at the world and take everything that you see with a little bit of a grain of salt and don't get swayed too drastically in one direction or the other, you're gonna be okay.
People coming home from work late at night, doing the same module every day. 9 to 5, 9 to 5, living for the weekends. 9 to 5, make a little bit of coin, a little bit of coin, so they can do what they love with who they love. But the majority of their life is spent in a cubicle, doing what they hate next to the motherfucker they hate too. It doesn't make any sense. As time goes on, the windows of opportunities close, and they look around like, ah, man, I just had some bad breaks in your life. You know, things didn't work out my way. Bullshit. Take some ownership. Your life is exactly what you wanted. Because every day, you've had choices to make. You're responsible and credible for every single choice. You've made the choices. You've connected the dots.
It's so easy to be great nowadays, my friend, because most people are weak. Most people don't want to go to that extra mile. Most people don't want to find that extra because it sucks. It's miserable. It's lonely. You talk about that you were kind of, you know, lonely by yourself. I was the same way. And that used to hurt me growing up. Now I fucking thrive in that shit. That's the only place to be.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.5 billion back to our customer owners over the last 9 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.